The 1975 play by Robert Merritt, The Cake Man, became the first play by an Aboriginal writer to enter the repertoire of mainstream theatre. It really was the play which laid the foundations of contemporary Indigenous theatre. It's a simple and moving story which portrays white Christian life on a mission in Western New South Wales from a black point of view. Now the play, The Cake Man, is making its West Australian debut. It's playing on a Perth stage for the first time. It's a co-production between Western Australians Yirra Yarkin Theatre Company, which is the country's largest Aboriginal theatre company, and Sydney's Belvoir Street Theatre. Doug Spencer caught up with the director Kyle Morrison, who heads the Yirra Yarkin Company, and actor George Shevtsov, who was also in the original production. We'll begin with a scene from the play, and I do have to give you a language warning.
I don't say real words to my missus. Have to pretend it and hide it and live it all the time. Anyway, I don't have any strength to put behind what words I say to anyone. Just a fucking blackfella me. You still there? I still got something you want. What you want from me that I got? Go on, don't be scared, just tell me. That's what I want to know too.
Carl J. Morrison, you were approached by Belvoir Street to take on this play. What made you say yes?
Well, when I first talked to Ralph and Brenner about this production, they were interested to hear my thoughts on the play and to have a read of it, and I was quite happy to.
That's interesting in itself, to have a read of it. You hadn't already read it.
I hadn't had much history with it or information on it, and once reading it, going through the text, I actually got about halfway through it and then flicked it back to the start, quite perturbed, actually, going, where is this bloody play from and who wrote it, and had a good look at the cast list and saw that it was directed by Bob Mazza. So I went back through the script with fresh eyes again because I realised it was done by Aboriginal people writing and directing. In terms of classic Aboriginal theatre, they don't come too much more classic than this.
Now that makes it a landmark. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work in 2013.
Exactly right. And I think, well, definitely the style of it and definitely how it was originally presented. I personally wanted to look at how we can retell this in, I suppose, in modern Australian theatre styles.
Well, how are you going to do that? Because that is difficult, isn't it, in respecting the original whilst keeping it alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's all in how we go from scene to scene and how we approach the overall journey as well and the style of it and keeping everybody close to the action and keeping everybody as storytellers for this story, I think, allows us to approach some very heavy subject matter and some very politically charged subject matter as a unit together. It's something that I have really found with theatre as a practitioner for the last 20 years, is that I've really got to learn a lot about people and about white people as well. I hadn't actually met too many white people before I started working in the theatre, and I actually found out there's some really good ones too.
When this play debuted, its author was himself a prison inmate, and it's in a world where the mission was something that you could still talk of in present and very recent sense.
Yeah.
How very different is it 2013 Australia?
The missions are a different entity now. I mean, missions were still controlled by the church and still, I suppose, funded by church and the government. So it was a really quite a strange time for the people running the missions as well and the people living on the missions, because that was starting to change at that time. And the idea of the mission managers and the church being so heavily in control of people's lives, that idea was shifting into this idea that we could actually work together and move together. People started to move away from the missions as well because of the history associated with some of the missions were terrible, and some of the missions people didn't mind living on. I mean, it just depended on whoever was looking after individual missions, you know.
Now, in the world in which this play is set in the 1970s, it's one in which some Aboriginal people are getting a much greater sense of possibility, but the probability wasn't so good.
Well, absolutely. We were citizens and we were allowed to earn money and pay taxes and vote. As an overarching idea and as a political movement, it was a great idea, but it hadn't actually filtered down to the ground level yet. There was still a lot of uncertainty about who was in control of the Aboriginal people then, who was responsible for anything that goes right or anything goes wrong. And there's something that we touch on in the play as well, is that idea of how and who is running these places and who is running and in control of these Aboriginal people's destinies. And we find out that ultimately we are. Aboriginal people are, you know, we are in charge of our own destinies. As humans, we all are anyway. We're all in charge of our own dreams and our own lives. And having that sense of possibility and having that sense of achieving your dreams and getting an idea that you can actually achieve your dreams, that I don't know if that was quite prevalent in the 70s. It probably didn't take till the 80s and 90s. That idea of being totally in control of your destiny, that idea that actually came around.
Now, Kyle, you made a point of not really worrying too much about the 1970s productions because you wanted to have fresh eyes to bring to this. Mm-hmm. George Chefsov, as an actor, you were not in that very first Aboriginal-directed production, but you were in the very second one, 36 years ago, directed by white director George Ogilvy. So you do have a sense of the 1970s and now with this play.
You're talking about perspectives here, aren't you? It's really interesting. Have things changed? Yes, they have. But is the essence of the change, has it really filtered through completely? I guess that's an open question. One way of looking at it is if, in terms of the intervention that happened recently, is that still an indicator that attitudes haven't changed all that much from the white perspective? The 70s was a time when white Australia was discovering black Australia for the first time. It came about with Whitlam's election and that symbolic handing over of the soil. I think that sort of signal was a kind of a signal for a whole new approach to white-black relations. Again, it takes time. I think we've taken some steps. I think we've taken some steps backward. And there's a future that should be very positive.
Now, back in the 1970s, you were acting what roles? And what roles are you acting now?
In the script, it seems to suggest the casting that we did originally. It's in the text, the published text. It seems to me that Robert Merritt is hinting that the mission manager and the priest are the same characters. Kyle sort of saw it differently. Kyle saw the priest and the mission inspector was the kind of the right combination. And I think he's right. And maybe that's something to do with the gap of 30 years, I don't know.
Now, in the 1970s, this play worked in the sense that it was produced often. It was, I think, the first major Aboriginal production to tour internationally. What made it work then, and how difficult is it to make it work now?
Then it was very fresh. It was something that was very new to even see Aboriginal faces on the stage and faces and bodies on the stage. You know, in film it was starting to happen too. It was all happening at the same time.
But that shock value has completely gone.
That's gone. Whether we've moved, how far have we shifted is the question. The play speaks to me about rising above oppression, of demanding. The play is an Aboriginal perspective and a very personal one, and as well as being personal, social. Extraordinary in that way. It's a personal and a social perspective. And although times are very different, we still have to struggle as not only blacks but whites to kind of allow each other to have our different points of view, have our own realities, because they're so different. Those in authority have to accept that people shouldn't be coerced into a way of being.
Kyle, as the director, do you feel a need to tweak with Robert Merritt's original script, or do you leave the script as is?
Oh, I think the words that are spoken in the script should be the way that they are. I mean, you know, that's the characters and the way that they talk and what they're talking about. I mean, I have talked to Neil, Robert's brother, about one little change to link Perth in to the script instead of Victoria, to give us that sense of distance as well.
It is interesting that this play was never performed until now on this side of the continent.
It is. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's quite interesting. But regards to, you know, what it actually says, I think there's still a lot in this play that people will still be surprised with. And I think there's a lot that was said in this production which people still need to hear. Both sides of the coin. I think it's Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people in this country, I think, as a way of moving forward, we need to be honest about where A, things were, and B, where are things at now. I don't really see it as all that far away from the kind of message that you want to send today. It really is interesting to see how much things have changed in the last, you know, 38 years or
And I guess you're also saying how much things haven't.
How much things haven't, yeah. People will still be surprised and quite shocked, I guess, at this raw presentation and representation of a disenfranchised Aboriginal man, which I think you don't get to see very much and you won't get a chance to see unless you've in contact with Aboriginal families, and you won't see it on Australian TV. And there are movies that are touching on this, things like Samson and Delilah, which talk very honestly about these Aboriginal characters. I guess people still don't have a sense of the disenfranchised, strong, but at the same time empty Aboriginal male and how he sees things and what he wants from life and what has he got to give and who wants that.
Doug Spencer there speaking with the director of The Cake Man, Kyle Morrison, and also actor George Shevtsov. And the Perth season of Robert Merritt's classic play, The Cake Man, runs until this weekend. So you have to be quick. And then it heads to Sydney, and it's there until the 8th of December.